Just this past week, I was reminded that analog technology can sometimes be the best technology. Let me explain. Years ago, I worked as a purchaser for an electrical company, and I would be in charge of ordering all the materials on the bill of materials for sometimes what could be extremely large projects. And to facilitate the whole process, I had created, I guess, a workflow or a methodology where I would use this small binder, which was about, about 8 inches by 5 inches or something, you know, 8 inches by 6 inches or something. And in it, I had put a whole bunch of dividers for each project. And so for each project, I would write the material that was needed, and I would actually print out the bill of material in a special template that I had created in Word. And then I would punch it out, put it in the binder, and this binder was very small, so I could carry it with me at all times. If I ended up going into the workshop, I could just flip it and make notes, write down what was needed. I always had a spare page behind every list of material to put in additional material that was required, or if any changes, or if any material came up as non-conforming that we had received. Now, let's step forward some 6 years now since then, since I was doing that work. Almost six to eight years now. And just this past week, I was looking over some old notebooks. I always have a notebook with me. Again, about 6 by 8, let's just say. And I usually have one with me all the time with a pen. So if I'm called into a meeting, I go in there with a notebook, and I'm always scribbling and writing and doing notes and whatever it may be. This past week, I was reminded of how important it is that I be more organized. Something happened anyway. It's not a big deal, but I would have been a lot more comfortable had I been more organized and I had seen this coming, which I would have had I referred back to my notes. And if my notes had been in some kind of order or organized by project or organized by function or something to that effect. And I started thinking to myself, geez, I should go back to my old binder system that I had, because what was nice about it is when I ran out of pages, I could just buy filler pages and then take the pages I had and put them, you know, in, say, in an envelope or something that I could refer back to maybe even 1 or 2 years ago. And so I went downstairs in my bookcase where I thought I had put my binders, and lo and behold, they're all gone. So I'm not exactly sure what happened to them. So I've been sitting here on a stationery store site called staples.ca, and I was looking around and I came across some mini binders made by a company called Avery. They're 5.5 inches by 8.5 inches, exactly what I need. And in fact, not only do they have accessories, they have a lot more accessories than they used to have when I was using these things. They now have sheet protectors, so you can actually, you know, put in references or let's say a list of acronyms or whatever it may be. And what else? I've even seen somewhere, and I have to look for them again, but I've seen some 5.5 by 8.5, and I think they go in these binders. They are cheat sheets for things like Evernote and C language and HTML and stuff. I've seen the bigger ones, the 8.5 by 11s, but I've seen smaller ones. I just don't know where. So I'm gonna have to hunt them down, maybe online, and see if I can find them. I'm also gonna do another audio boo after this one, in which I'm going to ask everybody if they've seen an image. And it's an image that is inside a book on science. And this is driving me nuts because I cannot find this image. And I know it's online. I've seen it. I just cannot find it. But I'll be back with that either in another audio boo at the end of this one. So getting back to what I was doing here. So I'm looking and they have all sorts of really neat things. Insertable dividers. They even have pre-printed dividers from January to December. They have pre-printed dividers A to Z or A to Z. And what's nice, they even have durable write-on dividers. And these are big. They've got big tabs and you can write on the tabs. And I think you can even erase them. I'm not sure. Or maybe there's a sticker. But I'm definitely going to buy a set of those and a binder. And the binder's only $7. I'm just trying to find the filler paper. They don't seem to have any filler paper. And I know they have filler paper for these things. So these are just supplies and accessories. But for some reason, I don't see the filler paper. And I know I've seen it before. So I'm on their site. I'm going to go through their products here. And here it is. Binder filler paper, 100 sheets. And these things have three ring and seven ring binders. So I guess there's the both types. I'm not sure how many rings the one I was looking at has. These have black with pockets. Oh, no, these are actually the binders themselves. Anyway, it's really interesting. I'm definitely going to buy myself a set before the new year, and that way I'll be all ready for my next step. I may even go tomorrow. It's inexpensive enough if they have them around. That's the only thing. And I know I've seen other companies that make accessories for these specific binders. Things like a zip pocket, so you can put. One of the things I used to do all the time is, and I still do this with my notebooks at work. It's funny how analog I am really at work, but I'll let's say my manager asks me to run a report on something, so I'll write down the prerequisites and whatever, or let's say there's a project and I have to find out some information, so I will write it out, and then if I've run the report and everything's successful, I put it in green. I just highlight it in green. If there's a problem, I highlight it in red. And if it's something I've asked somebody else and I'm waiting for some information, then I will write underneath, contacted so-and-so, waiting for a reply, and then the date. And then I'll put that in yellow so I know that it's standby, it's alert, you're waiting for some information. But it's funny how I'm just started thinking about this. I'm going, why don't I go back to that? Because I've tried forever to use task managers in my computer. But invariably, I'm in a meeting and I don't have that information. And I'll tell the person, oh, gee, yeah, I contacted. Oh, when was that? I sent an email. You know what? I'll get back to you. And I hate that. I'd prefer to have hang on. Yep, I sent an email on this date at this time. Now, I can't do both because, that's not efficient. So it either is it's in one place or it's in the computer. But at least in the binder, and I was looking today, I saw the Moleskins, but I just find them, they're incredible, they're fantastic, they're really great to look at, they feel fantastic, they're really durable, but I just find them prohibitively expensive for what I need. And I take so many copious notes that I'd be going through these things probably one a month, and they retail around $24-25 here, so very expensive. I will be back with another audio boo about this image. And hopefully somebody can help me out with this because it's driving me nuts. Be back soon.